This Diamond Insight takes us to Troy with preseason All-American Tyler Hanna. Tyler, let's start with that. You are a preseason All-American. What's an honor like that mean to you?
It's nice. It's special. Of course, it's always where you end the season instead of where you begin, and that's what I said last year. Nobody really knew about me, so it's nice, though. It's a good honor.
How do you kind of avoid some pressure that can come with an early season accolade like that?
You just can't let it get to you, and I try to not think about it too much, you know, and just go out there and do what I did last year and just still work hard and play hard.
You mentioned how the season ends, and you and your teammates had a very good year last year. You won 43 games. You go to the NCAA tournament. How would you describe the season that you guys had in 2011?
Yeah, it was a great season, one of the best I've ever been a part of, and hopefully we can do it again this year.
You were sent to Nashville, Vanderbilt, hosting the regional there. They ended up at the College World Series. How do you and your teammates build off of that experience as you head into this brand new season?
Yeah, Vanderbilt was a great team, and I felt like we competed well against them. And, you know, it's tough to lose to them, but if you have to lose to somebody, I guess it should be Vanderbilt or a team like that.
What struck you most about Vanderbilt? As I said, a team that ended up, well, they ended up going to the College World Series.
Yeah, they had great pitching and timely hitting, and that's what you need in baseball. You got to have those pitchers.
BB Corps bats last year wrecked a lot of guys, but you personally were able to still hit an amazing 370, 27 doubles last year. How were you able to have that kind of success despite the bats that a lot of people really hated?
Yeah, the BB Corps has been getting a lot of criticism, but I kind of liked them there towards the end. It turned some of the would-be home runs into doubles and helped me out a little bit.
Was there a pretty big adjustment period for it, though?
Oh, yeah, there was, definitely. In the fall, it was tough there for a little bit.
What did you see as the biggest difference hitting with the two bats, BESR, compared to the BB Corps?
I mean, like everybody says, you gotta square the ball up perfectly, pretty much, to get any kind of carry on the ball.
Now, you went from a junior college to where you are at Troy University. Was there an adjustment period there for you as well? You know, just making that move to back to the Division I level.
Not really. It's still baseball. You know, still go out there and play the same way you've been.
Talk a little about hitting. You are a guy who was able, like I said, to hit 370 last year. How would you describe your approach during an at-bat when you're at the plate?
Really what I think is you just got to go out there and have that confidence and know you're going to square up the ball, put a good charge into it. That's really what I think every time when I go up to bat.
You talked about Vanderbilt's pitching. Who's maybe the toughest pitcher that you faced last year?
Whew. Oh, man. I have to think about this one. The Vanderbilt pitcher that pitched against us was pretty good. South Alabama had some good pitchers. I can't really put, you know, one person's name out there, but there's some good pitching we faced.
After the kind of season that you had last year, what kind of goals are you talking about at Troy heading into 2012?
You know, we would like to get back to a regional and this time go further. We would love to win the Sun Belt again, and basically just what we did last year, so go as far as we can.
I mentioned you going to a junior college. You were originally at Tennessee, and then you went to a JUCO for a year before ending up at Troy last year. How did the road kind of lead you to where you are right now?
It was really lucky, actually. One of my high school coaches helped me out, and then Coach Pierce and Coach Smart took me in and really saved my career.
Tyler, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
The best thing is just all the people, all the guys you get to hang out with, and all the friends you meet, I guess.
What's the toughest thing?
Ooh, I mean, probably schoolwork and just when you know you have a game day and then have tests the next day, probably all the studying you have to do for school.
We're going to do some word association before we wrap up. I'm going to throw some different things at you, and you just tell me what comes to mind, all right?
All right.
Let's start with a teammate of yours, pitcher Tyler Ray.
He's a great pitcher. He's smart, a real smart pitcher, and he gets outs when he needs them.
Are you glad you don't have to face him every day?
Yeah, I mean, even though I would take him deep, yeah, I'm glad I don't have to face him.
Your head coach, Bobby Pierce.
He's a great man. Like I said before, he pretty much saved my career, and he's helped me out a lot.
Troy baseball.
I love it. I love Troy. Love the team, love the coaches, love the field, love the fans, love it.
The Sun Belt Conference.
It's a great conference. Great fields, good teams, some tough pitching. That's about it.
And the last one, Tyler Hanna.
Great hair, I would have to say.
All right. Tyler Hanna and Troy looking to get back to the tournament again. Thanks a lot, and best of luck to you guys this year.
All right. Thank you.